Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Please note that while I am a mental health professional and educator of this podcast and the information shared within it, I intended solely for information, education, and entertainment purposes. The content discussed does not constitute therapy, counseling, or any form of professional mental health services. It should not be used as a substitute for therapy or personalized mental health treatment. If you are in need of support, please consult with a licensed therapist or appropriate healthcare professional. What if I told you that remembering death could make your life richer, more meaningful, and even happier? It might sound counterintuitive, but for centuries, philosophers, artists, and even modern psychologists have argued that facing our mortality head-on, well, that it leads to a deeper appreciation of life. Welcome to another episode of Project I Am, where we explore timeless wisdom and its relevance to our fast-paced world. We look at mental health issues, we study things that impact our daily lives, and we try find ways to live more fully and more vibrantly. I'm your host, Dr. David Schloss, and today we're diving into the ancient yet ever-relevant idea of memento mori. What does it mean and where does it come from? And most importantly, how can embracing this concept help us lead better lives today? Memento mori, translated from Latin, means remember that you must die. It's not a warning, but rather a reminder, one that has been whispered throughout history by philosophers, artists, and religious figures alike. The phrase originates from ancient Rome, where victorious generals returning from battle were followed by servants whispering, "Respice poste te hominum te memento." Look behind you. Remember that you are only a man. And these servants whispered this so that the generals wouldn't get too carried away by their triumph. But the idea of memento mori goes back even further. In Stoic philosophy, particularly in the writings of Seneca and Marcus Aurelius, the contemplation of death was seen as a tool for humility and for wisdom. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, advised himself daily to reflect on the brevity of life, not as a cause for fear, but as a way to stay focused on what truly matters. From the medieval period to the Renaissance, memento mori became a central theme in Christian art. Skeletons, skulls, and hourglasses were common motifs, reminding people that earthly pleasure was fleeting. But rather than being morbid, these reminders were meant to inspire a more virtuous life, to focus on what's eternal rather than transient. So, does thinking about death actually improve life? You might be wondering this. Does thinking about death actually make us live better lives? Well, modern psychology seems to agree with the wisdom of the ancients. Recent research in existential psychology suggests that when people are confronted with their mortality in a reflective, rather than anxious way, they often experience a greater appreciation for life. A study by Routledge and Vess in 2019 found that memento mori practices, such as writing about one's own death or contemplating its inevitability, can reduce anxiety and increase gratitude. Similarly, research on terror management theory by Greenberg et al. In 2017 indicates that when people confront their mortality with purpose, they tend to invest more in meaningful relationships and long-term goals. What's even more fascinating is a 2021 study by Niemeyer and colleagues, which found that individuals who practice memento mori, whether through meditations, journaling, or even engaging with symbolic imagery, report higher levels of happiness and lower levels of regret. They become less attached to trivial concerns and more focused on what brings them true fulfillment. If you need a modern example of this philosophy in action, look no further than Steve Jobs. In his famous 2005 Stanford commencement speech, Jobs revealed that for years, He started every day by asking himself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I am about to do today? If the answer was no, too many days in a row, he knew that something had to change. This practice, rooted in memento mori, helped him make bolder decisions and cut through the noise of everyday distractions. Throughout history, artists and writers have used memento mori to provoke deep reflection. The Vanitas paintings of the 16th and 17th centuries depicted still lifes filled with skulls, rotting fruit, and extinguished candles, symbolizing the transient nature of life. Shakespeare's Hamlet famously contemplates a skull in the graveyard scene, uttering, "Alas, poor Yorick," as he reflects on the inevitability of death. Even in modern pop culture, we see this theme. From movies like The Seventh Seal, where a knight plays chess with death, to TV series like Breaking Bad, where Walter White's transformation is deeply tied to his awareness of his own impending death, the idea that death shapes life, well, that idea is everywhere. So here's something that's fascinating. Did you know that there's a monastery where monks use memento mori as a daily greeting? Historically, the Trappist monks of the Cistercian order, known for their strict discipline and contemplation, would greet one another with memento mori, remember that you must die. And then the other monk would respond, vivere memento, remember to live. Think about that for a second. This wasn't meant to be dark or depressing. It was a constant, gentle reminder to live with purpose. By acknowledging the reality of death, they ensured that they didn't take a single moment for granted. Memento mori, remember you must die. Vivere memento, remember to live. Though this tradition isn't formally practiced today, the wisdom behind it remains timeless. Imagine if instead of a casual, hey, what's up, we reminded each other of something deeper. Remember that your life is finite, make it count. How would that change the way we treat each other? We look at our priorities, or even the little things we complain about. So, this idea of memento mori, how can you incorporate it into your own life without becoming overwhelmed by existential dread? Well, here are a few practical ways. 1. Morning reflection. Begin your day with a simple question. If today were my last day, how would I live? 2. Symbolic reminders. Some people wear skull rings or keep an hourglass on their desk, just as Stoics carried around death coins. 3. Meditation on death. Buddhist Maranasati meditation is specifically designed to contemplate impermanence in a peaceful way. 4. Writing a legacy letter. Imagine what you'd want to be remembered for. Well, write it out. Are you living in alignment with that? We often avoid thinking about death because, well, quite frankly, it's uncomfortable. But what if embracing it was the key to living fully? As we explore today, memento mori isn't about being morbid. Rather, it's about clarity. It's about purpose. And it's about gratitude. I challenge you to try one small memento mori practice this week. Maybe you want to journal, or maybe it's just taking a moment to truly appreciate the people around you. Whatever it is, remember, death is inevitable. But living a meaningful life, that is a choice. Well, that's it for today. If you found today's episode thought-provoking, share it with a friend, subscribe, and leave a review. And as always, live deliberately. Memento mori. May you be well.
The weather today will be glorious. Put on your sunglasses, sunscreen, and sunsmiles. You're going to love it.